It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy and a bit of Katie as well, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And this is episode number 26, which means there have been 25 previous ones released every Saturday. So let me tell you about Opinions Matter Extra, for the uncut version, and how we come to this episode, which is very different to everything else that we release during the week. So, as you may know, every day we broadcast our podcast live on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And the reason we do that is to generate an audience, to generate phone calls, to make the topics that you listen to on our podcast every day. But before we actually do the podcast bit of the live show, myself and Jeremy and Katie from time to time sit here in the studio just talking inane rubbish as the audience on Facebook builds up to give us a sizable enough audience to prepare our podcast topics. Do you get it? Anyway, we sit here for 10 or 15 minutes talking the most inane rubbish. We get stuff off our chest. We waffle away ad nauseum. Some of it can be funny. Some of it is absolute rubbish. And what you're about to hear is that section of the show that we don't normally podcast. So it's broken into different sections from every day this week. So on this episode of Opinions Matter, the uncut version, you will hear how earwigs have made an extraordinary recovery. Jeremy's shock over how long it takes to train a priest. And Katie was in on Wednesday, and she and Jeremy got to talking about the pain of intimate waxing. That and much more on this episode of Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is episode number 26. And we start last Monday.
Now, first of all, I want to say I don't want to be here today.
Why?
I just don't want to be here today. I something more important that came up.
Why? What is more important than this podcast?
Oh, I can't talk about it.
Why?
I can't talk about it.
So you don't want to be here today because you wanted to be somewhere else, which is much more important.
Spit it out. No, it doesn't matter. I was trying. I was booked in for a service of sorts.
A service?
Not a car service. A service for myself. And it was very hard to get a time and date to get the service. And then a certain person rang me. This is all very
cloak and dagger,
and it's not going to make sense to a lot of you, but I can't get into it.
For legal reasons? Or
not legal, marriage reasons, probably.
Oh, right, okay.
Or, yeah. And
oh, then go on, get into it.
No, I can't. Anyway, I got a call there about an hour ago to say we have a cancellation, Jeremy, we can fit you in.
Okay.
But I cannot be there because I'm here.
Well, I'll let you go off you.
It's a little treat I give myself once a month that is very expensive. And if my wife knew how much this little treat costs, there would be issues. Which is why, ladies and gentlemen...
Does she know about this little treat? Would she be familiar with it?
She might be familiar with... Oh, yes.
Does she know you get it?
You sound like the solicitor that deals with divorces.
Is she aware that you avail of these services? That's what I'm asking you.
Okay, I will answer that, Your Honour.
Yeah?
God, I feel like I'm on stand here. She's aware of them. Oh, no. She's not aware.
Would she approve, is what I'm asking?
She wouldn't approve of the cost of them, which is why, ladies and gentlemen, before, if you aren't married yet at this stage, the key to a successful marriage
is now having your own bank account.
Having your own bank account. It is key to a successful marriage. So the kind of service that I go for once a month is quite pricey.
Okay, and you wouldn't want it appearing on your bank statement.
No, thank you. So why am I taking marriage advice from you?
What?
Why am I taking advice?
Well, I said the separate accounts thing, didn't I?
Why, do you have a separate account?
Yeah.
She knows everything. She knows. I remember being out with you one night, yeah?
No, not lately.
I remember we were in Oliver St. John Gogarty's pub one night. It was 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
We were sculling back the pints and drinking Rebel songs.
Well, no,
songs.
I was. You were just looking at me.
We're on the one road.
That's hardly a Rebel song.
We're on the road to... Well, that's what was playing at night. And Adrian decided in his wisdom at 12:05. Now, if you've ever been to Oliver St. John Gogarty, or is it St. John Gogarty?
No, St. John. It is St. John.
Oliver St. John Gogarty. That doesn't sound right.
But you pronounce it St. John for some reason. I don't know.
Oliver St. John Gogarty. Yeah. And we were knocking them all back. We're on the one road. And Adrian thought it'd be a good idea at 12:05 to order a shot of Baby Guinness's. Which is a lovely drink.
That is
say. Thank
fantastic,
you very much.
Yeah.
And I said, Head, I don't think that's a good idea. Because in Temple Bar, many of you not know this, but as it gets later, the price of the drinks goes up.
Mm.
So like you could buy my waddy at 7 o'clock for 150, and by 12 o'clock that my waddy is like €15.
Well, it's not. Now don't be exaggerating.
I'm just saying.
There is no my waddy for sale for €15.
I'm sure if they could get away with it, they would. Anyway, Adrian says, no, Jeremy, we don't get out to drinks that often. And it's been a very successful month on the business matter. We've lost some money in the bank, so I'm getting a tray of baby Guinness for everybody. Hey! Everybody's cheering on. Adrian, you're the man. This story may not have happened.
I was just about to say, I've no recollection of this.
Because you were plastered.
I still have.
You were. Anyway, Adrian goes up to the bar and goes, 15 baby Guinness. We're on the one road. That was the only song they played. It's my favourite Rebel song. I don't like Rebel songs.
No, it's a great
but
song.
But that is a great. I don't like any of the other ones. You know, Black and Tans and all that stuff. Very divisive. But that's not a divisive song. Just, it's catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't say, like, it's not giving out about the Brits or anything. Sure, it's not. Or is it?
You got no
or,
there.
Well, maybe it is against
oh, yeah,
the Brits,
probably
isn't it?
Is. It's the Wolftones, after all.
Yeah, anyway, he comes back with a tray of baby Guinness. And they look beautiful. The Baileys.
What is the point of this story?
And I said to Adrian...
Which may or may not be true.
No, it's true. And I said to Adrian, how much was that tray about? It doesn't fucking matter. No one will ever find out about it. My wife wouldn't... She thinks I'm in hospital at the moment. And within 2 seconds, before we even downed the shots of Baby Guinness, Adrian gets a WhatsApp on his phone and it's from his wife saying, Adrian, you put that on the wrong Revolut account.
That may or may not be true.
Oh, it was true.
May or may not.
That is a very long-winded way of saying always have separate accounts. So anyway, it's neither here nor there. I have a service that I'm supposed to be at the moment. I can't go to the service because...
I'd love to know what the service is.
It's a thing that gentlemen like to get from time to time.
Okay, and that's what I was asking you earlier on. Does your wife know about this? Would she approve? Would she go with you?
Well, it's like... She probably chooses. My wife knows that I pick my nose sometimes.
But she chooses not to accept that.
She chooses not to accept it, yeah. So she kind of puts it at the back of her head. You know.
Would I avail of this service?
No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be your kind of service. No, it's a man's man service. It's a man's man. It's my kind of service.
Right, okay.
Anyway, that is the reason I'm not here. But can I also share another story with you?
Yes, go on.
Did you know that earwigs are back?
Yes.
Fuck me.
Yes, indeedy.
Yeah. Thank you. Do you want to tell? Give you an earwig story?
I do.
Don't tell them one from 20 years ago.
About my ring.
But we'll set that up in a second.
Yes, earwigs are back.
And not only are they back, they've been gone away for they're like the IRA. On the one road. They never went away. But we thought they were gone.
Yeah.
They're like the far right. They disappear and then they just come back every now and then.
Anyway, yes, I spotted a load of them out our back garden.
The last time I saw an earwig, Gloria Estefan was in the charts.
Right, so it was last year, was it?
Was she in the charts last year?
I think she probably was, yeah.
Well, she wasn't in the charts in years.
So, where do they go and where have they come from?
That's that. Where did you come from? Where did they go? Where did you come from?
Cotton Eye Joe. So, where
did they come from? Where did they go? Yeah.
Yeah. So where did they go? They weren't around. Never saw an earwig for love nor money.
I haven't seen them since, as I said.
I haven't seen one since my ring incident.
We'll talk about that in a second because I want to share my story. So this morning at 5:15, now a lot of you won't be able to relate to this because you don't have to set your alarms and you're on the dole. But you don't.
But not everybody listens to us on the dole.
Dole heads.
Every one of them.
Dole heads, a lot of them. Every single one of them. Why else would you have time for this luxury?
Well, that's true. Anyway, yeah, go on.
So I was woken up this morning by the alarm at 5:15 and I moved my head over onto the pillow. And
he's on your pillow, was he?
And there was an earwig on my pillow and he literally crawled into my ear.
Well, I don't believe it crawled into your ear thing.
No, it actually crawled into my ear. I leapt out of the bed, yeah, ran into the bathroom.
I don't think that's why they're called earwigs.
Oh, no, it actually is.
What, do they crawl into people's ears?
Well, where do you think they came up with the name for them?
What do they do inside the ear?
Most animals have a name related to what they do. Why is a polar bear called a polar bear?
Because it's cold.
No. Yeah, because it's a bear that lives on the polar ice caps. Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is a snake called a snake?
I don't know.
Because it goes... No, that's stupid.
This is another alleged story.
This is not an alleged story. So I ran into...
The earwig crawled into your ear.
So I ran into the bathroom and I have a 15 magnifying mirror in my bathroom. Have you got one of those?
No.
You should have. It's the only way you'll find your dick. It basically magnifies everything in your body by 15%.
Is it?
Yeah, it actually does. So finding blemishes and stuff like that.
Go on.
So I looked in the plus 15 mirror and I could see the little bugger. Now, he hadn't gone into my ear. He was at the, what's that part of your ear called?
Your earlobe.
The horn.
The horn?
The horn of your ear. That part. Look, there, just sitting down there. And he was sitting there. I got a tweezers, grabbed the earwig with the tweezers and got him out, but I haven't been able to rest all day.
But I did notice that earwigs are back.
And they are bigger than ever, ladies and gentlemen. They're bigger than ever. They are like, single mums on the dole.
The what?
They just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Because they're home all day eating Mr. Kipling's and all that. Maybe they're not. Mm. I'm traumatised by it.
I can't stand them.
I will take any insect.
Yeah, but earwigs.
And the other things. That when you lift up a rock when you lift up a plant pot in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Why would you have a plant pot in your bathroom? Where do you have a plant pot?
In the back garden.
On your patio. We have a French patio in our house. Marbles were brought over from the part of France. What was it called? Oh, Chateau de Neuf.
Again, this may or may not be true.
No, we do. We have
Chateau de Neuf.
Chateau de Neuf.
It's a Parisian marble
we have. But you know, what are those things come when you lift up the plant pot and they're underneath it? Millions of them.
Maggots.
No, they're little, small little things. When was the last time you did any gardening?
When we're in the charts.
When you lift up a plant pot, someone will know what they're called if you... Sorry, Brian McDonough, I only have one horn and that's my body, but it's not in your ear. Now, the outer part of your ear, Brian, is called a horn. And I say you haven't had a horn since Gloria Estefan was in the charts.
Anyhow, to go back to the story about earwigs, they disappeared, but they seem to be back.
And they are back.
Oh, is it centipedes?
No, they're little, small little thing. Clocks. Sorry, thank you. Clocks.
Woodlice.
Woodlice are clocks is what they're called.
Oh, okay. Silverfish.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's to the list as well. So my list of three most hated things, silverfish,
because
have you seen how fast they move?
Yeah, I hate them.
We had them in our bathroom. When you turn on the light in the morning.
Stop it now, stop.
Yeah.
Cockroaches, don't like them either.
So we don't have cockroaches in them.
I know, but I remember having to kill one in an apartment on holidays in Spain once. Size of this thing, that size.
It wasn't.
It was that size.
For the purposes of this podcast, because it's audio, Adrian is extending his thumb and his index finger.
Yeah, it was that size.
That's 5.5 inch cockroach.
He was huge.
Really?
He was a big mother.
And how did you kill him?
I chased him around the place and eventually got my shoe at him and...
Hey, Francis is very upset and says, an earwig cannot get into your eardrum. Francis, first of all, you're a tick because I didn't say eardrum. I said the horn of my ear.
But she says, earwigs have nothing to do with ears, you dopey
fool.
Sorry,
Amanda, or one of you, can you look this up and find out where earwigs got? They must have got their name. I'm telling you now, it climbed into my ear. I literally woke up. Oh, look
at him. Oh, Jesus, look at him.
Well, that's just a Google picture, Adrian.
I know, but still, look. Oh, ooh.
While Amanda is Googling that, Adrian is going to tell you this because Adrian had an unfortunate incident where...
An earwig...
He ended up with an earwig in his ring, basically, for want of a better word. So let's...
No, that is the word.
And this was back when Gloria Estefan was in the charts. What was the name of the song?
1, 2, 3.
No, Opposites Attract.
Anyhow, so, I was. My ring was itchy, So I was scratching my ring.
Time of day. Set the scene.
Oh, I can't remember what time of the day it was. Well,
where were you?
I can't remember.
You're very good at painting. You're very bad. For a man who...
I can't actually remember.
Well, you don't have a gig on the radio anymore. For a man who's supposed to be a radio presenter,
I'm a podcast presenter.
But you're very bad at setting the scene. Where were you?
Where was I?
You can always remember where you were when you had an itchy ring.
Well, no. I mean, it does happen. Does happen.
Okay, where were you sitting?
I was in the bathroom.
Okay, you're in the bathroom with an itchy ring.
With a really itchy ring, right?
Okay.
So I'm scratching the ring off myself. Yeah?
Oh, God.
I was.
With gloves on, I assume.
What?
You put
no need for gloves.
Okay.
But I was literally scratching the ring off myself because it really was itchy and irritating me.
Do you have four long fingernails?
What?
Long fingernails.
No, but I was pulling at it and pushing it and... Oh,
God. Yeah, I feel your pain. So you're pulling the ring off yourself in the bathroom.
Yeah, I was.
Are you alone?
What? I was alone,
nobody's helping
you. No.
And the itch under your ring or in your ring or whatever the case may be is not going away.
No.
I guess. And you're like,
eventually, I pulled the ring off myself. Yeah. It came off. And from underneath the ring...
Did you go to see a proctologist?
No, underneath the ring was an earwig.
Now...
The black ring I had on my on my finger...
There's no need to mention the colour.
No, it was on my finger. You know one of those black stones?
Oh, yeah.
It was under that. It was hiding under the ring. I'll never forget it.
How does an earwig get into your under your ring?
I have no idea. No idea how he got there, but he was... it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
If you're a listener to us for the last 20 years, you've probably heard that story about 15 times at this stage.
I have told it quite a lot.
Same gags, the same cheap humour.
I have told the story many, many
gutter,
times.
Gutter humour. Oh, I have an earwig under my ring. I have an earwig under my ring.
Well, I did. It's a true story.
But let that be a lesson to you. If you do have rings, what's the chances of that?
Well, it's never happened since. In fact, believe it or not, I've never worn the ring since either.
Well, that's because you got divorced.
It wasn't a wedding ring. No, it wasn't.
Did you sell that, by the way?
What?
It's big money in that on eBay.
On what?
Former wedding rings.
Selling former wedding
former
rings?
Former wedding rings. Yeah. But did you melt it down?
No.
What did you do?
I don't actually know what I did with it.
Oh. We could have another night out in Oliver St. John Gogarty's. I'll have 60 baby Guinness on my wedding ring.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
The only reason I'm here today is I've a lot of outgoing expenses at the moment. For those of you who are parents, well, two words that put the shits up every parent: summer camps. So as we speak, it's all behind you.
It is. Thank God. Yeah.
As I speak, as I record this podcast, three of my six kids, no, how many kids?
You have three.
Three kids. Three of my kids are in summer camps at the moment. And for those of you who have ever put your kids into summer camps, they're bloody expensive. I mean, when we were kids, we got to do the summer project where you went and played football with the parish priest for an hour.
And that was it.
Yep. I remember my parish priest was actually a really, really good footballer. Really good dribbling us. He was able to dribble us really, really well.
Very good, yeah.
Great left foot on him, he did. Father Michael. By the way, are they given names?
No.
I think they are.
No.
Someone told me that they are given names.
No.
I knew
a priest back in the day. His name is Father Frank, and his name was Frank.
No, that's the father name they take.
No.
Yeah. Well, how come you've never heard?
So you're telling me that if I was, I wanted to be a priest. Back when I was a young fella, yeah?
Yeah.
That was my career ambition, was to be a priest.
Yeah. You probably would have got more action as a priest as you got as not being a priest.
Yeah, probably.
You probably would have.
But anyway, the point is that you're telling me that if I became a priest, that I wouldn't be known as Father...
It's too late for you now to become a...
Never too late. Oh. I wouldn't be called Father Adrian Kennedy, would I not?
No.
Well, it'd be like Father Paul.
So they just have one name, like Madonna, Rihanna. They're just called Father John or Father...
No, they're not. I knew Father Frank Mitchell.
Who's Father Frank Mitchell?
He was the parish priest in Ballybrack, but his name was Father Frank Mitchell. I know his surname. He wasn't just Father Frank.
Okay, but it's like when you go into... I was in there yesterday. I was in Supermax yesterday. Curry fries. And I was in Supermax and I was served by an Asian man. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. Put a bit too much curry sauce on the chips.
What's the point you're making?
Just if you're an Asian man, if you're listening, next time, less is more. The chips were drowned in curry sauce.
Well, you get on with the story.
Anyway, the man who served me, the Asian man.
Yeah.
And he was an Irish of Asian descent because he had an Asian accent. You know what an Asian accent is?
Yeah.
I can't do it because it'll probably come across as racist.
Yeah, no, I know the one you typically do, yeah.
But I don't do Asian accents, but, you know.
Hey, you do. I saw. That sort of thing.
That's what he said to me. I saw. Yo, man, more curry sauce.
See, you're doing it now.
I'm doing it. You sucked me in. Anyway, the man that served me in Supermax yesterday, curry sauce, he's up in the curry there. His name badge that he had on him, yeah?
Yeah.
Was Padraig.
Padraig!
Now, I'm sorry, there aren't many Asians called Padraig, are there?
There may be some.
No, like if you go to Taiwan. What country is Taiwan in?
It's its own country. Well, that's a debate.
Oh, but we don't need to have that debate.
Yeah, it's China wants it and China isn't getting it. It's complicated.
Okay, so I shouldn't say Taiwan. Yeah. If you go to Tokyo.
Japan.
Tokyo. Yeah. If you go to Tokyo...
Am I going to see somebody on the street called Padraig?
No, you're not.
Probably
so
not,
my point is, when this Asian gentleman got the job in Supermax, is name. Give me an Asian name. Let me see. Look, I don't know. What's a Chinese? What's a typical man's Chinese name? Should have done this research before.
Yeah, you probably should have instead of doing it right now.
Before we started. Wei Hao Yong.
Wei Hao Yong.
Wei Hao Yong.
Okay.
Well, no, how young is he? 26. I don't know. So Wei Hao Yong, when he took the job in Supermax.
Yeah.
But they should have trained him how to do a curry chips, first of all.
But you get over the curry chips.
No, I can't. It ruined.
So his name badge said Podrick.
So obviously when he got the job in Supermax, and your man who gave him the job...
said to him, listen, we can't call you Wei Hao Yong.
He went through the box. So they have a box of all the old staff. So they go through the box and they go, Grania. Grania still work here. No, we don't need her name badge. They can't call her Grania. And then Podrick left to go to Australia a year ago. And they give Wei Hao, what's his name?
Wei Hao Yong.
Wei Hao Yong. They give Wei Hao Yong a badge that says Podrick on it. That ain't his name.
Oh, it was a previous employee.
It was a previous employee. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Have you not noticed a lot of the... And by the way, foreign nationals are welcome into this country. As long as you're prepared to work and not overdose me with curry sauce, I am happy for you to come here and work. But they all have Irish names. Have you not noticed that?
No, I didn't. I'll pay attention. I'm not in Supermax as much as you probably are.
I spend quite a bit of time in Supermax. It's tasty and tempting food. If you want to sponsor this podcast, by the way. What's
please,
his name? McDonough. What's his name? Mr. McDonough.
Mr. McDonough, yeah.
If you want to sponsor this podcast...
By all means.
By all means, do so.
We'll give you a great plug, and Jeremy will take free food instead of payment.
So the same thing goes with a priest, like a pope. So when you become a priest, when you're ordained, yeah?
Yes, yes.
When you wipe the chalice, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You are asked, or you may be handed one, like nuns. Have you ever heard of a nun called Cindy?
No.
Why is that?
I don't know. Probably because she, priests definitely keep their own names. Definitely.
They don't.
Father Frank Mitchell, I knew him personally.
That doesn't even sound like a priest.
But it is. That was his name.
That doesn't even sound like a priest.
Father Frank Mitchell was parish priest in Ballybrack. No, you can even Google him. His name will come up.
So my point is, when a priest... gets the thing, he goes to the bishop, and the bishop says, my son, well done you. Well, how many years do you have to do to be a priest?
About 7, yeah.
Ah, it's not.
That's a long time.
So hang on. The college course to be a priest...
is 7 years.
...is longer than the college course to be an architect and design buildings. That's bollocks.
No,
that's absolute... You're talking bollocks.
What?
You're talking
you
bollocks.
You can't make a statement like that.
No, you are. You're literally talking bollocks.
I'm not.
7 years.
7 years to be a priest, yeah.
And what do you do in those 7 years?
What do you do?
No wonder you didn't do the course. Jesus Christ, you couldn't even sit the Leaving Cert. 7 years. So what's year one?
I didn't become a priest.
How to put the bread... And I'm not slagging off Catholicism, by the way. I just want to know how it takes 7 years for a priest... to become a priest.
You have to learn all about God and...
What do you mean learn about? I know about him. The man in the clouds.
You need to know the Bible inside out.
Yeah, I know the Bible inside out. Give me a book and I'll give you a verse from it.
Genesis.
Follow you, follow me.
You're full of what? Man.
So that is in Genesis. That's all.
That's from the book of Genesis.
In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2, yeah? Genesis... follow you, follow me, follow you. Yeah?
Yeah.
And one of my favorite verses in Genesis is Into Deep. No, the verse is, you know I love you, but I'm in too much. No, what's the word?
I don't know what you're even doing here.
You know
you're literally, are you rhyming off songs that Genesis sang?
No, you know.
It's nothing to do with the book of Genesis.
The book of Genesis, you know I love you, but I'm in too deep. That's what Jesus used to say to God.
Did he?
You know I love you, but I'm in too deep.
I don't think anybody said that.
Get back to it. What takes 7 years? I need somebody to tell me what takes 7 years.
I have no idea.
That's a long gig.
That was what turned me off ultimately.
I mean, I
was going to be a priest, and then when they said 7 years, I said, nah.
As you know, I am a qualified journalist, as you know. Well, I am qualified journalist.
Where's your qualification?
Well, I have a degree.
Where is it?
What?
Where is it? Show me.
But you don't carry a degree. A degree isn't a physical
show
thing.
Me. I want proof that you've a degree in journalism.
Well, I don't need to prove to you.
I'm not buying it.
You hired me out of college. You actually groomed me, if the truth be told. You used to bring me out for drinks and all that you did.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, it was
that
you.
Wasn't
oh,
me.
I remember as soon as I got out of college, I was a fresh 23-year-old and Adrian used to say, Howie, I'll buy you a cup
no,
of coffee.
No, that wasn't me. That was somebody
I'll
else.
Buy you a cup
come
of
on,
coffee.
We go for coffee head. That's
no,
what he used
that
to
was
say.
You groomed me. Anyway, you know I have a degree. That's why I was hired, because of my degree. The point is, It took me 3 years to get a degree in journalism, and you're saying to become a priest is 7 years. What takes the 7 years?
No idea. No idea.
Come on.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But it does take 7 years. That's what turned me off it.
So getting back to the point, they're given the names by the bishop. So you know the way you have to kiss the bishop's ring?
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, you have to practice that.
Well, how difficult is it to kick? Is it the cardinal? Whose ring do you kiss?
Oh, it's the cardinal. The archbishop. Oh, yeah, you kiss the archbishop's ring. But yeah, you, obviously that takes years of practice to get it right.
I imagine it does.
Do you know what I mean?
And then you have to kiss the ground, don't you?
That's only sometimes. Popes do that.
When you arrive in a country that you've never been to.
Yeah, that's what the Pope
used
to do.
Like when I got off the plane in Alicante last year, should I kiss the tarmac?
You probably should have, yeah.
Alicante. So what else is there to learn? So you know the Bible.
Yeah. You know how to kiss the bishop's ring.
You know how to kiss. And that's how you get the gig. Is that the confirmation of it? Like that's when you know.
More or less, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the bishop.
I'm ready to be a priest and the bishop says, well, kiss my ring.
Yeah.
And you do. So.
Oh, so Kathy is saying you need to have a PhD to be a. Oh, look, this is all coming in now. People are getting very upset about this.
Oh, here we go. Right. Here. They cover philosophy, theology, scripture, dogmatic theology, moral theology, and church history in their 7 years. That's a lot of shit.
And you have to kiss the bishop's ring.
Yeah. I think that's the final lesson.
Are you forced to kiss his ring?
What?
Are you forced to kiss his ring?
I'm not forced to. No, no. It's very much voluntary.
You what?
But by the time the 7 years is up, you're absolutely dying to kiss his ring.
You would be after 7 years.
Yeah, that's the point.
And when you're in the, it's called a seminary.
Seminary. Not semen, no. Seminary.
Depends how good you are. When you are in the seminary, is that where you live when you're training? Can you go to Copperface Jacks on a Tuesday?
I don't know. Does anybody go to Copperface Jacks on a Tuesday anymore?
Very, very busy club. When I worked there, it was
about 102 years ago.
Very, very busy club when I worked there.
Yeah, it was years ago.
Queues would be going down the road.
Anyway, sorry, in answer to your question, yes, you do. You learn to kiss the bishop's ring, but it takes 7 years to do all that shit. Literally all that shit.
That's not a good gig.
No, that's why I didn't do it.
That's not... But you wouldn't have been Father Adrian. You would have been... Well, actually, your priest's name would have been Father Jack, because you're a dipso as well.
Girls! So that's what I had been saying. Girls!
You would have been sitting in the corner of your... What's the house called where the priest lives? The
parochial house, yeah.
The
parochial house. I'd be sitting in the corner of the parochial house saying, girls!
Oh, I was taking up the parochial a few times.
Yeah, no, I heard.
I heard that. So what's the seminary of the parochial?
It's not called a seminary.
So what is it?
Seminary.
And that's where they live when they're studying to be priests.
Yeah.
But can you, because my years in college, many of you who went to college... Well,
look, you're sitting here. Look at this kip of a place. Look, you're sitting here. Had you been a priest, you'd be in the parochial house.
The point I'm trying to make is my years in college were wild. 3 years from 2008 to 2011 when I was in college studying journalism. 2008. I started college in 2000. I was just working at the maths there. I started college in 2008 and I graduated with an honours degree.
You were a mature student, obviously. Very old student.
No, undergraduate. It was
yeah, whatever.
So when I left college in 2011, I had lived three years of debauchery. I literally...
You didn't drink until you were 30.
There was nothing I didn't do during my college years. Oh my God, the stories. We'd devote a whole podcast to it next week.
Okay, I'm going to fade you out now.
Monday nights...
Jeremy starts going into dreamland.
No, not dreamland. Monday nights were unbelievable. You used to go out to that and then you'd...
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Did you see what I got done yesterday, by the way?
No.
Did anybody see this? Let me just show you a photograph. We just had the music stop and then I'll show you. Hang on. There's me yesterday.
That's a thing. That's not real.
Oh, sorry. My daughter said it was. She thought it was a filter. No. I'll show you on...
It's actually real, is it?
If you're watching on Facebook there, that's me.
That looks like a filter.
No.
Did Alex think it was a filter too?
Yeah, she did. So yesterday I was bringing Luke to get his haircut. And in the barber's that he gets his haircut. So I sat down and he went in and got his haircut. And as I was paying the barber, there was a sign up on the barber's wall saying, we do free nose waxing. Now, if you've never seen these videos before on TikTok... So they're always on TikTok.
It's not very dangerous, like the wax going up your nostrils.
I don't know. Who cares? I live life to the edge. I'm a dangerous man.
I'm a dangerous person. Your nose wax allows you to say that.
Nobody
okay,
cross me. I'm a dangerous person. I live life on the edge. Okay. Like tomorrow I'm going bungee jumping.
Oh, that's
out of an airplane.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
I'm a wild man. Rawr.
Okay.
Anyway, we were in the barber's and Luke had got his hair cut. And have you noticed, by the way, what age is your...
Six.
Yeah, children nowadays, boys are obsessed with their hair.
Yes, yeah. More so than they were when I was a kid. Now, maybe they were and I didn't know, but...
The only hair you were obsessed with when you were younger was the hair on your back.
Yeah, yeah. I used to play with a plaited, put little like beads in it and everything, yeah.
But my son goes into the barber's and he just shows them... He shows, there's the haircut he got yesterday, look at that.
Oh my God, he's getting so grown up.
But they just go in, kids now just go into the barbers and just go, make my hair look like that.
Let's see it. He looks lovely.
It's called a French fade is what it's called.
How did you create a handsome boy?
I don't know, it's a French fade. Anyway, my son Luke got his...
A French fade.
A French fade is what it's
there
called.
There you go.
My son, would you stop interrupting? I'm trying to tell the story. My son got his hair cut and I was paying the barber and I saw the sign on the wall saying we do free nose waxing. And if you're on TikTok, you'll know that there's loads of videos of men's reactions to getting their noses waxed because it's very painful.
I'd say so, yeah.
So if you've ever pulled a nasal hair out with a tweezers, I'm sure you have a very hairy nose.
I don't have any hair in my nose.
You know you have a very hairy nose. You literally do. One day I thought she had a spider up there.
No, it wasn't spiders. It's all the hair, the
things
nasal
coming
hair.
Out of it. She's a very hairy nose. I don't like hairs in my nose. Do you?
Well, I don't have hairs on my nose that I'd know.
It's just a man thing, isn't it?
Is it a male thing?
I don't know. Well, I've always had quite a hairy nose because I've a big nose.
I've never noticed that.
I've quite a big nose, so there's a lot of hair up there. And I said to your man, go on, I'll get it done. How painful is it? And he said, well, it is very painful, but it only lasts for a couple of seconds. So you should be, are you a man or you are a mouse? He's Kurdish, by the way.
Yeah, they're all Kurdish, aren't they?
I don't even know where Kurdish is. Kurdish even a country? I don't know.
No, Kurdish is not. Is it not in Turkey?
I don't want to.
Is Kurdi or not in Turkey? Is that what it is? Kurdi or Kurdu?
I love a Turkey Kurdi, actually. I love a Turkey. I don't know where Kurdi is or Kurdish. Anyway, he's Kurdish. And he says, yeah, you are a man or you are a mouse. No, that sounds like he's Italian.
Okay. Well, anyway, the accent is irrelevant. That's
yeah,
okay.
It's irrelevant. Are you a man or you're a mouse? And my little son's looking up at me going, Daddy, don't be a mouse. Nobody wants their daddy to be a mouse. They want their daddy to be a superhero. He says, Daddy, do it. So anyway, so what they do, and I want every man should get this done to show that you're a beast. Rawr. So he gets four cotton buds and he puts them in the hot wax. Then he puts two up the left nostril and two up the right nostril. Mm-hmm. And then you sit down.
Wait for it to set.
And you wait for it to set. Now, I've never been waxed before, either of you, by the looks of you.
I've been waxed. Waxing is... Well, you think waxing is bad for a man up your nose? It can be a lot worse for a woman. Don't make everything about...
Oh, the ladies know. You make everything about women.
Have you ever been waxed down below?
Some of the oaks that listen to this podcast, I doubt they've ever been waxed in their lives. Have you seen some of them? Hairy, bloody mammoths. A lot of them. Look, say your woman here. Look, don't mention her name. Yeah, say her. Do you think she's waxed?
Oh, I'd say possibly.
No, she's not waxed. And where's the other one? Now, this one here. Look, that one there. Look.
No, definitely
not. Oh, I'd say it's down to her legs. Down to her knees at this stage.
That's our lovely listeners you're talking about.
She's not lovely.
That are our lovely listeners. Those are our
lovely
listeners.
Stop making it about women. You're like my wife. When I got my snip done, don't give out about your...
Have you ever had a back, sack and crack?
No, I haven't. I've had the sack done.
Is that very painful for a man?
Yeah, you have to have it done before you get the snip, so...
Is it very sore? Is it worse than the nostrils? Because obviously I can't...
Because you don't have balls.
Because I don't have a set of balls.
I know.
So I can't understand what it's like to have... Like, did they tear the balls off you? Or do they have to hold them in place? Like, would they not be afraid of pulling them off with the wax strip or something, or dislocating something? Or putting two balls in the one sack? I don't know.
Can we stop about the balls? I've moved on from the balls.
I'm curious to know about sack waxes.
We're talking about hairs. I'm really curious. It's painful. It's short pain.
It's only a split second. It's like ripping off a plaster.
Yeah. So your man could see the curve. Mister, did you find out where...
Oh, God. Seriously, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Look at... Ball Prady's comment.
Well, what did he say? I don't know what he said.
Only three women commented and you pulled out two of them?
There you go. Work out the odds on that. Work out the odds.
So anyway, so when you waxed your sack.
Oh, we're not talking about
this. No, I want to go back to the sack because this is...
I got it waxed on holidays.
Because I can experience
I was on holidays. It's sore. Yes, it's sore. Yeah. It's sore.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was drunk getting that done, so...
Did you get any pleasure from it?
A little bit of juice. Just a little bit of juice.
Okay.
A milliliter of juice. Anyway, can we go back to... We're in the barber shop.
Why do you have to shave before you have the snip?
Have you ADHD?
Probably.
Yeah, because you literally can't focus on one thing.
I'm just asking.
We need to get Katie tested for ADHD. all joking aside, we need to get you tested. You have the attention span of a goldfish.
That is very true.
A goldfish with ADHD.
Literally. Okay.
Now... So I'm in the barber, so he puts the two things into your nose and leaves them there for 10 minutes for the wax to set.
Mm-hmm.
And then he walks over to me and says, "Now, Mr. Jeremy, it's time for a bit of fun."
Sounds like he's something from Mission Impossible.
And he keeps changing nationalities, this fella. So, and I'm shaking. I'm like, oh God. You know, it's the anticipation of it more than anything else, you know. So what he does is very clever.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets the water that sprays to make your hair wet before you cut your hair. So he comes up to you. He goes, "Oh, I'm not doing it yet. Not doing it yet. I'll come back." Then he turns around, gets this thing of water and sprays it in your face. And you go, "Ah!" And then he goes, "Whoosh!" And
so it's to make your brain think.
Yeah, and he re-spouts them out. And I leapt.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. A little bit of juice came out as well.
You came in your pants?
No, wee.
Oh, right,
wee.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I thought it was the pleasure of it all, the pain.
I'm not one of these men that I've never been into that pain. You know these
pleasure from pain.
Yeah, you know these people who ask their girlfriend to stand on their balls with a stiletto heel.
I don't think anybody's asked anyone to.
I have a mate. Yeah.
But have you had a baby?
I have a mate called One Ball Paul. Yeah.
One ball. Okay.
And the reason he's One Ball Paul is one of his testicles doesn't work. Because this is a true story.
For a sex act gone wrong?
He was in Amsterdam 15 years ago on a stag night, yeah? And they went into a torture chamber. Yeah, this is a true story. We know someone who was in a torture chamber.
No.
Yeah, we do.
Do I?
Yeah, oh, you do.
Oh, do tell.
Wouldn't you know this person? In the public eye.
Write it down. I need to know.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't write it down. I'd be terrified.
Oh, is it hurry, hurry?
No, I'd be terrified.
Because that's the kind of person who would go to one of them.
No, I'd be terrified that you'd say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Here, hang on. This fella, hang on. Him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, but you know that. Yeah.
Like, I would have expected that. I nearly would have been able to say it without knowing it. Yeah.
Torture chamber. Please don't say his name. Anyway, a friend of mine, one Bob Paul, went to a torture chamber in Amsterdam. Can you stop chewing your pen there? It's making a very annoying noise.
I'm sorry. I do apologise.
You won't be able to edit
that out of the podcast. You're very angsty today.
You won't be able to edit that out of the podcast. And he went to a place where a woman will stand on your balls.
Nice.
Now, I don't know how drunk or high you would have to be for that to be a good idea. But one ball Paul said, I'm up for that. So you go into the room. You're so naive. Have you ever been to Amsterdam?
I've been to Amsterdam. I've obviously never gone into a torture chamber.
I've been to Amsterdam. And
I assume it's something only men do.
It's not Anne Frank's house.
No.
You don't get it done in that.
No, but what I assume women wouldn't go in anyway, even if they were, you know, I assume it's only for men.
I do not know. I don't have the answers. Anyway, one ball Paul, off his face on cookies and mushrooms and stuff like that, decided to go in and your woman was like, you look like the type of man that wants his balls stamped on. And he goes, yeah, I'm up for that. I'll get my balls stamped on. So he goes into the room and she comes out in these pair of... Now, I wasn't there. And she comes out with a big pair of heels on and he's lying on the bed and she goes, have you been a bald boy? But she didn't have that voice. And he says, yes, I've been a bald boy. And then she gets her foot in.
Oh, Jesus.
And stamps on one of his balls.
Most importantly, was it worth losing the ball over?
No, we didn't lose the ball over. No, we didn't lose a ball. That's just his nickname, One Ball Paul.
Oh, so his ball still works?
I don't know.
She didn't squish or burst or anything.
He has three kids now. And Graz says, I'd say Jeremy has a torture chamber in his house. Actually, Graz,
the dungeon.
Every single room in my house is a torture chamber because I get given out in every room. Literally, every room is torture in my house. Anyway, One Ball Paul, if you listen to this podcast, I hope...
Can we get him on?
What?
Can we get him on about it? It's not... You're not talking about...
Hey, what are you talking about?
You're not talking about...
Who? Who's that? I don't even know... No, him!
Is that who you're talking about?
No, as our friend Paulie.
Yeah.
How are you, Paulie?
Yeah.
No, no. Well, I don't know. Maybe Paulie got his balls stood on as well. There's some very strange people out there that like getting stuff like that done.
We should do a topic on that someday. The weirdest kinks. I'd say there's some weird ass. The only thing is if people will never admit what their weird ass kinks are because they'd probably be too embarrassed.
Oh, like I like having the Sky remote control should be born.
Note to self, never touch the Sky remote in Jeremy's gaff. Seriously. Oh,
that was not me saying that. By the way, we're Virgin
Media. I'd say you could fit three up there.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
So you wanted to talk about something. Our friend Paulie, we have a friend Paulie, he never comes onto the podcast.
No, never.
He is, he's quite socially awkward.
But he's been listening to us for years.
Listening to us for years. He's a bit of a social butterfly. Oh no, that's someone who's into social things. He's socially awkward.
So he is.
You'll never hear his voice on this podcast.
No, you won't.
Paulie. But Paulie, explain to our listeners about our friend Paulie.
He has yet another phone number.
That's a great name for a song, by the way.
What?
Our friend Paulie.
So our friend Paulie, yeah?
Our friend Paulie, going down the road.
He messages us, that's a hard word to say, messages
text,
us.
Texts us, yeah.
He WhatsApps us regularly. And yesterday or the day before, I noticed...
Paulie.
Paulie, well, I had to go into the message because it was an unknown number.
Yeah.
And... it's another bloody phone number.
This is a very short story that you're making very, very
I want to know why he has a different phone number again. I have the same phone number for 25 years.
Okay, our friend Paulie has about four. That, by the way, that's only the tip of the eye. He has about four different phone. Let me ask the question. Can someone answer this to me? First of all, to those of you listening to this, how many different phone numbers do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why? So our friend Paulie.
Yep.
Has four different phone numbers.
Four now,
is it? I think it's four. I think it's four.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's an 086 and there's an 085 as well.
And now, an 089.
Has he got an 089
yeah,
as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how many phone numbers? If you just have one, there's no need to tell us. Yeah, that's fine. But if you have more than one phone number, how many do you have?
And why?
And why?
Okay, I have one phone number. I've had that same phone number for 25 years.
25 years, yep. Yeah. 087-877. Yeah,
and you've had your number even longer, I think.
I've had my number since, I'll tell you, the year I got my phone number was 1996.
Wow, okay.
Nice. So 30 years I've had this. And I've only ever had one phone.
One phone?
No, as in I don't have...
Well, you're still carrying around your 1996 Nokia phone?
I have a friend.
A friend?
A friend, yeah. And if you're in his house or whatever, so you'd be in his house watching a football match or something like that, and he'd be sitting down there. We call him Joxer.
Joxer, okay.
It's not his name, by the way. But he does sit in the house in his jocks. So, and you call around to Joxer's house and he's watching the match. He follows Liverpool. And he's sitting in the Liverpool watching the match. And the next thing you hear, diddle-doo-doo, diddle-doo-doo. No, that ringtone went about 20 years ago. What's a ringtone now?
Just ring, ring.
Ring, 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 ring. And he go, oh, Jesus, who's on the phone? He'll take a phone out of his left pocket and he put, oh, it's not that phone. And then he'll put his phone in his right pocket and go, no, it's not that phone. Then he put his phone in his hand in his jacket and he has about five phones. Now, we are convinced that Joxer, probably not his real name, he has to be a drug dealer. Although, why would a drug dealer, I mean, Kieran Nestor is after saying that, he's probably a drug dealer. Why would a drug dealer, in fact, it wouldn't be in the interest. If you were
I'd have thought it'd be in the interest to have just one number.
Yeah, if you were a drug dealer and that is your service.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Vodafone. Vodafone don't have six different numbers for you to call. You have one number, 1907.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it 1907?
1907, yeah.
Is it 1907?
It is, yeah.
Just want to double check.
Yes, it is. I only rang them the other day.
You don't have Vodafone,
I do.
Okay, let's see. So it is one. Oh, here we go.
Hi, I'm Toby, Vodafone's voice assistant.
Ah, fuck off, Toby. Seriously. Is that what they're doing now?
Yeah, it's
voice
dreadful.
Assist. I want to talk to a human being, Toby. You prick. You pig's prick. Anyway. If you were a drug dealer and that is your gig and you own customers,
yeah,
why would you have five different phone numbers? So say for instance on a Saturday night, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
And I want a bit of Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now if which number do I ring from here now? I need me Charlie. Do I ring that number? Do I ring that number? Nah, no, that's ridiculous.
No, so he's not a drug dealer.
I don't buy that whole drug dealer thing. Why would someone have more than one phone? Why would Paulie need more than one phone?
I don't know.
Can you answer the question?
No. The only suggestion so far is that he's a drug dealer. No.
Shannon says, by the way, Shannon, there's no need to message other people in the chat. You can message us. We're the ones hosting the show. Hello. we're here. Hello, we're human beings. You can talk to us directly. We don't bite.
Oh, Paulie's been on to us, yeah.
Oh, don't play his message.
No.
You go mad.
No, he's...
So five numbers, Paulie.
When I break a phone, I don't get it repaired. I just buy a new one and it comes with a chip.
That's a great story, Paulie, but I don't buy
it. No, I'm not buying it either.
I'm not buying that story at all. New chips? No.
Why would you possibly need...
So Shannon, who doesn't want to talk directly to us, okay, she's talking some... When I was a teen, I had a new number every week because you couldn't block people back then. You could always block people on your phone.
No, you couldn't always block people on your phone.
But who would you want to block? Sorry, if you...
The first mobiles that came out didn't even have caller ID on them.
Yeah, but sorry, if you don't want to speak to someone on a phone, there's this great thing that you can do of not answering the phone. There's literally no need to answer it. Anyway, Paulie, we're not buying that. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, it's... So every time he breaks a phone, he doesn't get it repaired, he just buys a new one, and it comes with a chip.
And if you meet it, like, those of you who are younger will not realise the hassle of this, of when you were younger and you had contacts, before mobile phones, and you had contacts, and you didn't want the contacts to ring your house phone, you used to have to give them the local, maybe it was just me that was doing this. So I had people who would be ringing me before I had a mobile phone, and I wouldn't want them ringing the house phone. Does that make sense?
This all sounds very cloak and dagger now, to be honest.
There was a bit of cloak and a lot of dagger.
Okay.
So I
had sorts of people?
People that I wouldn't want ringing the house.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay, because it was a house phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you do?
So I used to give said people the number of the local phone box, which was just, you know where the shops are?
Yeah.
Where I used to live? There was a local phone box there, yeah? Which half my estate lost their virginity in, by the way. I don't mind.
And what, you'd have to go up to the phone box to get a phone call?
So you would say when you're talking to the person...
Is male or female?
Who don't discriminate. Could be male, could be female.
Okay.
And you would say to them...
But what were the dealings with these people that you didn't want your mother to...
Just dealings. You wouldn't
dealings?
Mind. Yeah, because my mother and father, were the house I grew up in, they were nosy bastards. And as soon as the phone rang, they wouldn't let you answer. Take it up off the... Hello, 2985621. I just gave up my phone number there. You bring me ma, she'll chat to you. She's always looking for something to chat to. Anyway, I would have to give them the coin box number up the road and give them a time. So you'd say, okay, ring me Tuesday, 7 p.m. This is the coin box. Let it ring 15 times so I can hear it. So I'd be sitting at my front door waiting to hear the coin box ring, and I'd leg it up the road and answer. And we'd have the chats.
How bizarre.
Well, it was let's just say it was conversations that I didn't want my parents to hear. Okay?
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Paulie just sent another photograph.
Of a brand new phone.
So we've another new number for Paulie. It's very dodgy. Sorry, the only other people I know that have multiple phones are doormen. I'm not sure if they do anymore. Remember, they used to have what was called, I don't know if you can say this expression, a bitch phone. You've worked the clubs. You remember they all used to have bitch phones?
Yeah.
Remember, the doorman would be standing at the door and be like...
But you couldn't possibly have five bitch phones.
That's a lot of bitches.
Yeah.
It's a lot of phones. So doormen back in the day were sleaze bags, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, they'd be riding everything, wouldn't they? I'll let you in for free for a blowjob. Remember that? Like, that's where the Robbie Williams song came from.
What?
The Robbie Williams song.
Rock DJ?
Yeah. You know the line in that?
No. What line?
The line in the song.
What line? Remind me.
I can't. It's very rude.
Say it anyway. It's in the lyrics of Robbie's song.
Give no head, no backstage passes.
Oh, well, yeah, that line.
A lot of people don't realise that line is in the song. And what Robbie was alluding to there is that back in the day, before the Me Too movement, and I'm not saying this is right, doormen and music stars would give women access in exchange for sexual goods, like a BJ, for a backstage pass.
Oh.
So doormen back in the day, they'd have a lot of women in their phones, wouldn't they? But they couldn't let their wives see the phones. So their phones would be ringing. Remember your man? Six Flutes.
Six Flutes?
The doorman, Six Flutes was his nickname.
Six Flutes was his nickname. I have no idea who that is. And I have no recollection of anybody ever being called Six Flutes.
His nickname was Six Flutes. And he would be standing at the door and there'd be women coming up and he'd go, oh, I'll let you in for free tonight. What's your name? And remember, he was sleazy. And she'd say, oh, my name's Jacinta. And you say, here you go, Jacinta. There's me phone. Put yous our number into me phone. And Six Flutes would have all these... Oh, my God.
Here's another message from Mo. I have three phones. One is personal.
Who's Mo?
Somebody who just WhatsApped
us. Is it Mo from The Simpsons?
I doubt it's Mo from The Simpsons.
Oh, okay.
I have three phones, one personal, one for work, so I can F off from work on vacation and no one can reach me. One for sleep with less apps so I don't get distracted. Very weird.
So give me the three phones and their
one
purpose.
For work, one, yeah. One is personal. And then one for sleep with less apps so I don't get distracted.
No, I'm not buying that either. No, we're not accusing you of dealing drugs.
No.
Obviously. But that sounds like Six Flutes, doesn't it? If you're going to a club or a bar, who goes clubbing nowadays? If you're going to a bar at the weekend and you see an Irish doorman, he probably has grey hair now, would you say he does?
I'd say so, yes.
Ask him, is his nickname Six Flutes?
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.